We're joined now by Tigers head coach Bruce Pearl. Coach, you knew this was going to be a tough one this afternoon against Gonzaga. Just initial thoughts about the ball game with the Bulldogs today.
Well, you know, you just got to be obviously when they get an opportunity to play a great team like that, you got to be on your game. And you know, we struggled out of the gate both halves and got ourselves down and dug ourselves, you know, a little bit of a hole. I thought Gonzaga played well, but I thought, you know, our guys, we felt like, you know, we didn't execute. We felt like we weren't disruptive enough defensively. You know, they were more physical than we were. And obviously, you know, sometimes you get affected by the score. And, you know, I thought our young team, you know, got disrupted getting down so much. And we kept playing hard. And we certainly learned a great deal. But we're disappointed that we just didn't play better ourselves.
14-point ball game at the half. I think that we all felt that Auburn certainly was still in it at that point. But then Gonzaga came out and scored 7 straight points to open the second half. And it seemed to – it became tough, I thought, Coach, at that point for the Tigers.
Well, you know, Jalen Williams had a big night the night before. And obviously Gonzaga, you know, there's tape on him and there's a little bit of focus on him. And you know, he's not able to perform – you know, and you know, as well as he wanted to. And if you look at the stat sheet, there are two pros, you know, Timmy and you know, Kispert. You know, they each go for 29 and 25, and then the rest of the roster is kind of balanced. So they're two great players, had great games, and they did a great job of finding them and put them in the right spots. And we just
they really took. Excuse me, I'm sorry, Coach. Apologize. They really took advantage on the inside, outscored Auburn 52-18 today, Coach.
Yep. Didn't have very good ball pressure, did not front the post very well, didn't double it when the ball went in. You know, physically, you know, really difficult, obviously, for Dylan and Stretch and Jalen to play against a veteran, a pro like that. Gonzaga definitely had an advantage on the inside.
Thoughts about the play today of Allen Flanagan, a career-high 20 points, added 5 rebounds on the afternoon, Coach.
Well, I mean, I think Allen definitely, you know, demonstrated some, you know, showed some of his ability. He's got great ability. You know, in addition to being able to score, he got a chance to be one of the best guard defenders in the country. And so, you know, that was you know, definitely, you know, was a positive. You know, but we gave up 91 to St. Joe in overtime. We gave 90 to Gonzaga. We're just not going to beat many teams. Not doing a better job of defending, not being more disruptive, so we've got to be able to take some ownership of that.
Coach, if you would just talk about the next couple days as you gear up for the game at UCF on Monday, please.
Well, you know, today, the rest of the day, the guys just got to get off and get off their feet, and you know, try to. I don't want them focusing on this one too much because they'll beat themselves up a little bit, and you know, missed opportunity and. You know, so on and so forth. We knew we had 3 games on this trip. We got a really tough game Monday at Central Florida, playing on their home floor, and a very talented team, a lot of transfers, and they haven't played a game yet. So they have 2 tapes on us, knowing what we're going to do. We have no tape on them. They're supposed to play Oklahoma today or tomorrow, and that's why we took the game on Monday, because they were going to play Saturday, and then we'd get them. But now they've had all this time now to work on Auburn, because Oklahoma couldn't play, and so we're placed at a pretty strong competitive disadvantage. We will travel tomorrow up to Orlando. We'll leave in the morning so that we can get in early enough to watch the Iron Bowl, and we'll have a practice tomorrow afternoon and Sunday and get ready to play Monday night.
Coach, be safe in your travels. We'll talk to you again in Orlando on Monday. War Eagle.